From SciWorks in Winston-Salem, I'm Sean Fitzmaurice, and this is SciWorks Radio. Our knowledge and understanding of ancient life on Earth is always expanding. It's the job and the passion of paleontologists to piece together evidence and breathe new life into these lost species and their environments. Dr. Lindsay Zano, director of the Paleontology and Geology Lab at the Museum of Natural Sciences in Raleigh, North Carolina, and research assistant professor at the Department of Biological Sciences at NC State University, has that passion. And I bet she was a lot like you or someone you know when she was a kid.
When I was in third grade, I loved dinosaurs. Like most people, I grew out of dinosaurs. What I never grew out of was being a curious person, wanting to ask questions, and then wanting to be the one to find the answers myself. There's a lot of confusion out there about what a dinosaur is. We talk about dinosaurs as if it means anything extinct. But dinosaurs were a very special group of reptiles that was very active in how they moved, very sophisticated in how they breathed, very intelligent for their time. If you think about a dinosaur, you're probably going to think about a dinosaur that's from the late Jurassic or the late Cretaceous. So either about 150 million years old, or when most dinosaurs went extinct about 65 million years ago. Triceratops, Stegosaurus, and T-Rex, some of the most famous dinosaurs. Although we know a lot about those time periods, we don't know a lot about the dinosaurs that lived in between. So we launched an expedition to target dinosaurs that lived right in the middle of that gap of our understanding. And those were dinosaurs that lived about 100 million years ago.
From this expedition, Dr. Zano and her team from NC State have identified an exciting new meat-eating species. They named it Siach Microrum.
Siach is an animal I actually found the very first year we started this project. We had something big, something new, and something really important. We didn't find a ton of the animal, but we found portions of its pelvis, its hind leg, tail, and its back, and some teeth. The shape and the size of the hind leg is a really good indicator of the size of the animal. We have no certainty about what the skull would look like. We look on the family tree and we have to make a best scientific guess that it looks similar to those things it's most closely related to.
Putting it all together, Dr. Zano has found an interesting and very impressive new dinosaur.
This animal was one of the top three predators in terms of its size that ever roamed North America. T-Rex is still the biggest so far, and then Acrocanthosaurus reigns in at number two. Siach is right now number three, but the skeleton we found was a juvenile.
But Siach went extinct, and that was good news for one of our collective favorites.
The animals that are at the top of the food chain, we know are very susceptible to extinction. At some point, there's an extinction event here in North America, and these animals disappear. And then other animals that are living in the ecosystem are able to evolve to fill those. And the story here is that once Siach disappeared, there were smaller-bodied tyrannosaurs, and they were able to fill that role by evolving giant size and becoming the top predators themselves. Siach is from a completely different group of predators than tyrannosaurs are. They looked a lot like tyrannosaurs, but they were not closely related at all. If you want to be a giant predatory dinosaur, there's pretty much one good way to do it. It's a surprising thing about evolution, but what works, works. And when you become an animal that feeds in the same way or lives in the same ecosystem, you tend to evolve structures that are good at those functions. And so you end up looking more similar than you do dissimilar.
This is a concept we call convergence. Evolution, and we see it all over the natural world. Bats, birds, and insects all evolved flight separately. Dolphins are mammals that swim like fish. So where did the name Siach Microrum come from?
This was an ancient land where the Ute tribal nation lived. So we ended up choosing a name from one of their legends. So Siach, it was the man-eating monster. Microrum, I chose to honor the Micro family. Their contribution to helping young scientists is why we chose to honor them.
Next week, we'll talk with Dr. Zano about the dinosaurs in your own backyard. To learn more about Dr. Zano's team's discoveries surrounding Siach, new dinos that lived with it, and what we know about its environment and ecosystem, check out the full interview and learn more on WFDD.org. SciWorks Radio is a production of SciWorks and WFDD. Support for SciWorks Radio comes from Kilpatrick, Townsend, and Stockton, LLP.